USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The president's home state may not let him go to Florida without a fight. Trump's plan to shift his permanent residence to Palm Beach will likely be heavily scrutinized by New York State officials who are notorious for auditing wealthy residents seeking to flee to lower tax states to make sure such moves are real and not just on paper. Even though it appears Trump has a strong case, as he's only spent a few nights at his Trump Tower penthouse overlooking Fifth Avenue since he became president, tax officials say it's not a matter of if he will be audited, but when. The general rule for avoiding New York taxes is to spend less than 184 days of the year in the state. In announcing his move, Trump said, "New York City will always have a special place in my heart, but despite paying millions of dollars in city, state, and local taxes each year, I've been treated very badly by the political leaders of both the city and the state." In Florida, Trump would pay zero income taxes and zero estate tax. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Another horse has died at a California racetrack. With that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Mongolian groom had to be euthanized after suffering a serious leg injury in Saturday's Breeders' Cup Classic. The four-year-old gelding, the 37th horse to die at the famous California racetrack since last December. Investigations continue, but it's still not clear if there's a common thread to all of those deaths. The racetrack issued a statement saying the death of Mongolian groom is a loss to the entire horse racing community. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former President Jimmy Carter taught a Bible lesson on life after death less than 2 weeks after breaking his pelvis in a fall. Using a walker, the Democrat slowly entered the crowded sanctuary in southwest Georgia. With help, Carter, 95 years of age, sat on a motorized lift chair in front of the room to teach a 45-minute lesson based on the Old Testament book of Job. More than 400 people were on hand. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Actor James Cromwell has been charged with disorderly conduct after police say they disrupted a meeting of the Texas A&M University System Board of Regents. Cromwell was part of a demonstration by the People of Ethical Treatment of Animals to protest A&M's use of dogs for medical research. The 79-year-old actor was released after posting a bond of $5,000. Hindering proceedings by disorderly conduct is punishable by up to 1 year in jail. In the days after our chronically sleep-deprived country springs forward, costing us an hour of rest, disoriented Americans face a slightly greater risk of heart attack and stroke. There are more car crashes, and workplace accidents also increase. For decades, most of the United States has observed daylight savings time, but recently, many have begun to question the semi-annual switch, not only because of the potential dangers associated with it, but because staying on one time year-round could bring benefits ranging from economic to emotional, leading those leading the charge to lock the clock. It's a movement that has exploded all over the United States. So far this year, 36 states have introduced legislation to end or study the practice, call for all-year standard time, but most endorse permanent daylight savings time, which would result in an extra hour of evening sunlight for more of the year in exchange for delayed sunrises in the winter. The issue is played out on social media with the hashtags Ditch the Switch and Lock the Clock. And hopefully, you remembered to change your clocks last night. Yes, even the ones in your car. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.